Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha Sitzavim. That's Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues with the bris that he's bringing everyone into. Ki atem yidatem, for you know, es asher yishavnu b'eretz Mitzrayim, that you dwelled in b'eretz Mitzrayim, es asher avarnu b'kerav hagoyim asher avartem, and that you had passed through the midst of the nations that you went through. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes Vav. Ki atem yidatem, mafisher isam umas, since you saw the nations, b'shem ahisi lev echad mikem oisoy, l'lechas achareihem, perhaps one of your hearts has inspired you to go after those nations. Back to Chumash Tazayin, Vateirus Shikusayim, you saw their abominations, Veis Gululayim and their Gululim, Eitzva Evan, their idols made out of wood and stone, Kesef Izov Asher Imahim, the silver and gold ones that were with them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin, Vateirus Shikusayim, Al Shem Shehem Me'usim Kishkatzim, since they're disgusting Lashkatzim, that's why they're called Shikusayim, Gilulayim, Shemusrachim Me'usim Kigalol, they stink and they're disgusting like excrement, Eitzva Evan, wood and stone, Oisim Shal Eitzim Shal Avanim, the idols made out of wood and stone, Re'isim Begalol, you saw those out in the open, Lefisha Ein Nagayim Yireim Shem Yiganvu, because the Goyim aren't afraid that you're going to steal them, Aval Shekesef Izov, but the ones made out of silver and gold, Imahim, they were with them, the Pasuk says, Bechadri Maskisam Him, they were in their private rooms, Lefi Shehem Yireim Shem Yiganvu, because they're afraid that maybe they're going to be stolen. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudzayin, Pen Yesh Bachem, perhaps you have among you Isha Isha, man or woman, Oy Mishpacha, or a family, Oy Shevet, or a tribe, Asher Luvavoy Paina Hayoyim Im Hashem Lekenu, that his heart turns away from Hashem our God, Lelechas Lavoy, to go and serve as Olhea Goyim Oim, the gods of those nations, Pen Yesh Bachem, perhaps you have among you Shoyresh, a root, Pyre, which is growing, Roish Velana. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin. Pen Yesh Bachem, Lefikach Ani Tzorch Lashbiachem, that's why I have to be Mashbiah you. Pen Yesh Bachem, Shemo Yesh Bachem, let's say you have among you, Asher Levavai Poyne HaYoyim, Melekabal Alv HaBris, he doesn't want to accept this bris. Shoyresh Pei Rosh Velana, what does this mean? Shoyresh Megadol Esev Mar, this is a root that grows, this bitter herb, Kegidim Shehem Marim, like Gidim, which are very bitter, Kloimar, meaning to say, Mafre Umar Be Resha Bekir Bachem, it grows and increases wickedness in your midst. Perhaps you have someone like this. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Ches, V'hayin Olbi, B'shamayez Devri HaAllah Azayis, when he hears the words of this Allah, Vizbarach Bavavi Lamar, and he's going to bless himself in his heart, saying, Shalom Yeli, I'm going to have peace. Kibishiris Libi Elech, I'm just going to go as my heart desires. Laman Sfais Harava Satzmea, thereby adding the drunk with the thirsty. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yiches, Vizbarach Bavavi, Lashain Bracha, this has to do with blessing. Yachshav Beliba Berchas Shalom La'atmai, he's going to think in his heart that he is blessing to himself. Lamar saying, Loivayuni Klaus Halalu, all these claws are not going to come upon me. Ach Shalom Yeli, I'm only going to have peace. Go to the next Rashi, Bishiris Libi Elech, Bemaris Libi, as my heart sees. Meaning to say, whatever my heart sees fit, that's what I'm going to do. What does this mean? Because now I'm going to add on to him punishments on that which he did inadvertently. Really, I would have overlooked them. But now he's caused me that I'm going to combine that which he did inadvertently to that which he did on purpose. And I'm going to punish him for everything. I'm going to add on the unintentional with the intentional, and I'm going to punish him for everything. Rashi says, Harava, Shaygig, Rava, which means drunk, is talking about something which is Shaygig, which is done unintentionally. He did it like a drunk person who does something not really knowing what he's doing. And Atzmeya, someone that's thirsty, he does it with knowledge and with desire. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Tes, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. For then the anger and the wrath of Hashem is going to smoke against this person, and all the curse that's written in the Sefer is going to come down upon him, and Hashem is going to erase his name from underneath the heaven, and Hashem is going to set him aside for evil, from all the tribes of Israel, like all the aliyos of this bris, that's written in the Sefer Torah, and the later generation is going to say, who's that? Your sons that come after you, and the Gentiles that come from a far away land, and they're going to see the plagues of this land and its sickness that Hashem afflicted it with, sulfur and salt, a burning of the entire land, it cannot be planted and it cannot grow anything, and no grass is going to rise up on it, like the overturning of Sodom, Amora, and Adma and Tzvayim that Hashem overturned in his anger and wrath. And all the nations are going to say, for what reason did Hashem do this to this land? Why the great burning anger? And they're going to say, it's because they abandoned the bris of Hashem, the God of their fathers, that he sealed with them when he took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. And they went and served gods of others. And they bowed down to them. Gods that they did not know and wasn't apportioned to them. Let's see Rashi over here. They didn't didn't know any godly powers in these gods and these idols that they served. It wasn't given as their portion. He explains, they didn't benefit him any goodness. What does that mean? This God that they chose to serve, it didn't give them any portion or any inheritance. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, and therefore, the anger of Hashem burned against his land, to bring upon it all the curses that's written in the Sefer, and therefore Hashem removed them from their land. With anger, wrath, and great fury, and he sent them to a different land as this very day. That which is hidden is for Hashem our God. But that which is revealed is for us and our children forever. To perform all the words of this Torah. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafres. If you're going to say, says Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we supposed to do? You're punishing everyone just for the bad thoughts of the individual. Shenemar had said previously, let's you have one man, if he has his bad thought, he wants to serve Avodah Zarah. And then it says, you're going to see the plagues of this entire land. A person doesn't know what's hidden within his friend's heart. Why should we be punished for the bad thoughts of one person? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem is not going to punish for that which is hidden. That's for Hashem. He's going to punish that individual. That which is revealed, that's up to us and our children to destroy the evil from our midst. And if we don't mete out this punishment, this judgment, then everyone is going to be punished. There's dots on top of the words lidrash, that's to darshan, that even on that which is revealed, everyone's not going to be punished until they crossed over the Jordan. Only once they accepted the shvua at Hargizim and Har-Evil, and then they become guarantors for each other, and only then everyone's going to be punished if they don't take care of removing all the evil from their midst. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.